Dave and Darren.
Of course, of course.
Hey everybody, it's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. This is our podcast, a Not Show Radio production. Really glad that you're along with us for this installment. Really glad you've been around for previous installments. Thanks for downloading us and hopefully enjoying the show. My name is Dave, this is my partner Darren.
And we're back.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No, no. We'll do it somewhere when we feel like we're in the middle of the show.
When there's a lull?
If you keep doing it, I'm going to accidentally put the cue mark for commercials to fire every time. And then we're going to have...
Well, that's okay. Charge them every time.
I wonder how that would work.
Yeah.
You may have just reinvented the wheel, mister. That's good stuff. Welcome to the show. We've got some breaking news that is a bummer that we're just going to get to. So we're just going to get right into the top five things today. Rather
okay,
than do,
let's
the,
do this.
The appetizers, I wanted to get right into the top five things because I suspect you're going to want to talk about what is the number one story today.
Okay.
Oh, you're not aware.
I guess not.
Oh, I don't want to be the one who tells you. It's the top five things. No, everything's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing. It's a bummer.
It's a bummer, but not disastrous? Or is it it's disastrous?
I think you're going to be bummed, but okay. I don't think it'll ruin your day.
Yeah, I kind of doubt it.
But I think it's going to be a bummer.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street, where their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. They offer free cleanings, inspections, so stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece. Come in and see and feel the difference. They're locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio. And when you do, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner with your purchase. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
Raji!
53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their Cran Slam Club, homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced wheat or white bread. Get it today, and when you do, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. He's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Well, Darren, one of your favorite bass players is dead. Not your all-time favorite bass player, but I imagine he's on the list. Peter Tork of the Monkees, dead at the age of 77.
Is that right?
Yeah, we lost Peter Tork today. Monkees bassist and singer Peter Tork, who played with the Monkees, the made-for-TV band throughout the 60s and all of their reunion tours, died earlier today of unknown causes. He was 77 years old. Tork's sister, Annie Thorkelson, confirmed the musician's death to the Washington Post. Michael Nesmith said in a statement, quote, "I am told he slipped away peacefully, yet as I write this with tears, my tears are awash, my heart is broken, even though I am clinging to the idea that we all continue, the pain that attends these passing has no cure." So,
although
Peter Tork.
It's somewhat convenient in that Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz are touring right now as the Monkees present Mickey and Mike.
Without Peter?
Without Peter. So that's not going to really infringe on anything.
Now, Peter Tork on the show was kind of the dummy.
He was the dumb one.
That was his gimmick.
He was a lovable
dimwit.
And even in the show, it didn't look like he was playing. Even though I think he was the most accomplished musician.
Yes, it was an accomplished singer and guitarist and bassist, and he played on most of their big recordings, and he wrote a lot of the songs, too. He wrote For Pete's Sake, which is a great one, That's the one that they would end the show with, right?
Yes. Endless Generation.
In this generation, in this loving time.
But when you watched him in the show, it looked as though he wasn't properly playing his instrument.
That was his genius.
I guess it is.
His genius was convincing us that he was a dope. You know, for a lot of us.
I believe I met him.
Peter Tork?
Yes.
Where would that have been?
I think they did a show up in Rockford when I was working in Rockford, mm-hmm. and I believe I met him. I think so. He was pretty cool. Mickey was kind of weird. Mickey was kind of strange. Mickey was pretty full of himself.
Uh-huh.
But Peter was
pretty, Mickey's a bit of a rock star.
Yeah,
Peter Torkelson's good stuff.
Yes,
though.
He was a lot more down to earth. Where Mickey was, he's a circus boy too.
Yeah,
I guess.
Dig it. I dig it the most.
Which is probably what he was really hanging on to more than the monkey thing.
So Mickey Dolenz was the drummer.
Yes,
Michael Nesmith, they're still alive, and then Davy Jones, the singer and tambourine player,
first one to pass, and triangle.
Occasionally, the triangle he would pull out. Yeah, Peter Tork, dead at the age of 77.
Maracas as well.
Oh, right. He loved to play the maracas.
He had maracas.
He sure did. I forgot about Davy Jones and his maracas.
I think I've spoke to all the monkeys outside of Michael Nesmith.
Yeah, I don't think I ever interviewed any monkeys. For a lot of us, the monkeys
are... Not even the Blow Monkeys? Not Dr. Robert of the Blow Monkeys?
No, I don't think...
Digging your scene?
No, I'm familiar with them. I just don't think I've ever had them on. Mm. For a lot of us, the monkeys are kind of our first band that we remember. I remember the monkeys. I was certainly exposed to them at a far earlier age than I ever was the Beatles.
My sisters were big fans.
Because growing up in the 70s, the Beatles didn't have a show that
they
was on.
They didn't have a television show.
Right. And they would, by the time I was a kid in the mid-70s, those monkeys things were in reruns.
Yep.
But they would show them at like 11 o'clock in the morning. It would come on like right after the cartoons. And the Beatles had a cartoon, but that wasn't as good as the Monkees TV show.
I'm guessing that you probably, it was when you saw the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
like Help or something,
yeah.
You're like, oh, these guys are like the Monkees.
You're joking, but I think that is the experience
sure
a lot of us had.
Well, people of a certain age, sure.
Right, right. Yeah. I was reading someone talking about, you know, Peter Tork's passing, and they're saying they remember vividly a fourth grade argument. Who was better, the Beatles and the Monkees? And it was a real thing. You had to like choose a side.
They had more hits in 1967 than the Beatles. Now, having said that, the Beatles didn't release a lot of singles in 67.
Right. Well, they had the number one album on the charts in May of 1967, and then it got knocked out by a little record called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So that's the pinnacle of the Summer of Love, man.
But
Monkey's headquarters gets kicked out by Sgt. Pepper's men.
But a single wasn't released from that album.
Right. And then they put the Monkees on, when I was in high school, the Monkees were a big
yes.
thing on MTV.
They brought them back, like the summer of 86.
Yeah. And then I remember, too, because I didn't have MTV, we didn't have cable, the old man's argument was, there's nothing on the five channels that are already on. Why would I pay for nothing on TV?
57 channels, nothing's on.
That was the argument. We got 8 channels right now, none's on. Why am I going to pay for 50 more? Because you can't win. I couldn't present an argument that made any
Didn't
sense.
Didn't have a dishwasher either.
Why would I
buy a dishwasher when I got 4 of them already?
You understand, David? But when they put cable in the house, they have to drill holes in your house. Do you understand that, David? What do you think that's going to do to the resale value?
And we're going
to
get ants.
And we'll get ants. But I remember
the infestation. I won't put up with it.
But Fox had just launched, and I remember they tried to do like Monkees the Next Generation.
I don't know. Did that even ever see the light of day?
Oh, no. I remember watching it and thinking, this is horrendous.
But was it on for like more than a week?
Not very much. I think it might have been 2 or 3 weeks.
If that.
And then they pulled the plug on it. And this was back when Fox had like 3 shows. It was Married with Children, Werewolf, and the New Monkees. Remember Werewolf? Chuck Connors was a werewolf.
Huh.
Yeah.
That should have been good.
It was great. I loved it. I'm furious it's never on in reruns. Why isn't Werewolf on the Cozy?
Not Airwolf.
That reminds me. I have an idea for a TV show. You know, with Netflix now, there's all these TV shows. And I said this the other day because they're making these announcements of canceling all these Netflix shows. Like, Jessica Jones and The Punisher and The Daredevil, which, I loved all of those shows. I still haven't watched... I was crazy for Daredevil Season 1 and Season 2. Haven't watched 1 minute of Daredevil Season 3 because there's just too much television on television now.
If you say so.
There's just too much damn TV to watch.
I don't watch any of it.
Trying to get through this Russian Doll, which has been pretty good so far. But my point is, with all of the TV shows being made right now, I've got a pitch, a TV pitch I'd like to throw at you.
You visit certain craft breweries.
No, not that show. But I'm glad you brought it up. It's a new episode, Saturday night at 10:35 on WQAD.
AM? PM.
PM. PM. Although it won't be too much longer, we'll be on all throughout the course of the day because they like to show brood on during Cubs rain delays. So that's fun for me.
How did your spinning wheel go?
It was a blast.
Who did you nab?
The guy's name is Lacey Sherbet or something. I don't know.
What did Lacey do?
Well, he's wanted by. He's wanted and is considered armed and dangerous.
Now remember,
and as soon as they said he's considered armed and dangerous, I'm like, boy, I'm sure glad I'm the one on TV spinning the wheel and fingering this guy.
Yes, again.
Oh, geez.
Everybody listens to podcasts these days.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Lacey, it's that voice over there that did it.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Broadcasting so, live.
Here's my idea.
The Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
All right. You want to do the show by yourself? Keep talking. So...
Spin the wheel.
It was fun. I had fun doing it. But here's my idea for a TV show, all right? It's called BJ and the Monkey. And the idea is, it's just like BJ and the Bear, but instead of a monkey named Bear, you have a bear named Monkey. And each week, somehow the grizzly bear that's in the semi gets agitated and eats somebody.
I don't hate it.
Right?
Yeah.
BJ and the Monkey. It's a monkey who's monkey's the name of a grizzly bear. Because you had a monkey named Bear, I do a little twist there. BJ and the Monkey.
Or...
I think it sells itself.
Or it's just a monkey that gives BJs.
See, I don't know. It's not the bubble story.
Return this tonight's episode, Return of the Lot Lizard.
That Michael Jackson documentary, I guess, has got some new details.
Oh, that, the look on Bubble's face said it all.
He was not proud of what he did. Or maybe too proud.
I think the look on the monkey's face was, listen, I'm not here to judge. I'm gonna try to take this all in stride.
BJ comes to the rescue of a group of beauty pageant contestants while Monkey eats a would-be CB radio thief. That's the pilot.
Okay.
Episode 2, BJ's truck, hijacked by three beautiful sisters. They need BJ's rig and his help in order to make a moonshine run that will raise money for their ailing father's operation. Meanwhile, the monkey, who's actually a grizzly bear, eats a crooked carnival worker. I really think this has got potential for a show. And is there a better way to pay tribute to the late Peter Tork than with BJ and the
Episode
Monkey?
Episode 3, they make their way to the circus. BJ eats a clown and thinks it tastes funny.
Two.
I like that you're on board.
I'm not on board.
Number 2, breakdancing could be an Olympic sport. I already told you that lightsaber.
Kick it!
Organizers of the 2024 Games in Paris have put forth their suggestions for 4 sports to be added to the current roster of 28. Breakdancing is listed alongside climbing, skateboarding, and surfing.
Was France like the last one that even had their hand up when it came to who wants an Olympics? Right over here.
Let me ask you this: Who do you think?
I guess we'll take it.
Who gets it next year? Do you know?
This
is the sort of thing that we used to know. Where are the Olympics next year?
Is it
the Summer Olympics?
It'll be Summer Olympics.
Yeah, because remember they stagger them now. The Winter Olympics aren't until the year 2022.
Is it in Qatar?
No, that's the World Cup you're thinking of.
Oh, the World Cup.
Yeah, I like what you're doing there. No, the answer for the Olympics next year is Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Tokyo is where the next Olympics will
even
be.
Even better.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to Paris in 2024, breakdancing could be an Olympic sport. They want to make the games more urban and more artistic.
Oh, we.
The International Olympic Committee will have the final say with a decision expected by December of next year. But it seems like all indications are that the International Olympic Committee is all on board with having breakdancing be an Olympic sport.
So what is that replacing then?
They're just adding it.
They're just going to go ahead and add it.
Yeah.
Oh, Simon Frère.
They're getting rid of track and field.
Yeah, it's a bogus Olympic sport. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Get yourself an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, or how about this, a green or a matcha green tea served hot or over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take with you. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Here's an idea. How about if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or any event that you're having, then just do this. Email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. And they will get it worked out for you. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit for groups of all sizes. Capriati's makes those extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Yeah, man. The boys are here, the girls are here, and the muscle men are here.
Number three.
Three.
Hey, if you'll allow, before we get to number three, we asked you to send us your top five things, and boy, have you
Do we
been,
have another one?
You, oh, they've been coming through like gangbusters. Marvelous. Yeah. Send it to us on our text line, which is area code 470-23-NACHO. That's 23-N-A-C-H-O. All right. Here's today's
top five things.
Top five things submitted by you, the listeners of this great podcast. This is from the 309 area code. My top five is, number one, Zeke Mac.
Nice.
Number two.
I had that last night, by the way.
Did you?
Yes.
What were the ingredients?
A
little bit of everything?
A little bit of it. Yeah, a little of this, a little of that.
Number two, PPG. Mm. Number three, conspiracy theorist Jesse Ventura.
See, people are clamoring for it. I'll tell you what, David, this is what you need to do. There's no way you can bring two towers that size down.
Now, any engineer will tell you. Number four, always thanking Darren for bringing up Brood when he's never brought it up once.
I thought I brought it up today.
I thought so. Take that. And finally, number, you brought it up on the last podcast as well, I believe. Because I was talking about the shipwreck beer, and you were asking about the
show.
There
you go.
Yeah.
I'm constantly bringing it up.
It's like
it's almost like just enough.
It borders on obsession, yes. And then number five, being too busy relaxing. And then there's a bonus here for the top five things.
And
bonus.
Honorable mention.
Taking pictures off the cozy. You haven't done that in a while.
That's true.
That used to be like a real passion of yours.
Yeah.
You'd come into the studios all proud of yourself. Look at this picture I took of Cheryl Ladd last night.
No, I had the Farrah Fawcett thing that I don't know that anyone's ever taken a better picture of Farrah Fawcett than that.
If you took the picture off the television, then somebody has taken that picture.
It was a moving picture. Not a still. I'm talking still.
So your argument is that you, and you alone on your camera phone,
yes,
have taken arguably the greatest picture ever of one of the most beautiful women in American pop culture history.
Yes.
Number three.
I think you could have been just as iconic as that poster.
Number three.
That poster was something else.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin High School is in trouble. So when you're in high school, and
when you're a Jet,
what sports did you do in high school? Again, you were basketball, and
that was it.
Did you have any other extracurriculars? Now, when you were a kid growing up, you know, one of my favorite things about Little League wasn't so much the games or the practices, but at the end of the year, there'd be a pizza party, and on the table,
a banquet,
exactly. My favorite part of the banquet was you could have all the pizza you wanted, but also they would put in those clear plastic beer pitchers. They'd put root beer and pop.
That's true. They
and
did.
And you could pour yes. your own pop yes, like you were did. Like you were a real remember, big shot.
I remember our middle school football mm-hmm. banquet.
Yeah.
My brother, who was a couple of years younger than me, so yes. I'm in eighth grade. He's in sixth.
Okay.
And we have our football banquet.
It's the best.
He sat it out because that was the night of Kiss and the Phantom.
The Phantom of the Park.
Yes.
Uh huh.
He's like, no, I can't miss this.
Well,
what if it's never shown again? Thank you, Evan Dando.
It hasn't been. Right? I don't think that's available on video anywhere. I think, although I have watched it on YouTube now that I think about it.
Yeah, and the Paul Lynn special is still available.
Well, yes, of course. Haha, of course. So this high school decides this is in the Kenosha area, over by Dare in Kenosha, Wisconsin, ya hater. So
I was in Kenosha a couple of years ago.
Were you? Well, then
I know exactly where it's at.
I think you might be questioned. This is the Tremper High School. Oh, yeah, over by Dare at Tremper High. They had a banquet for the cheerleading squad.
Okay. And someone pulled some hijinks.
This is what they did at the banquet last year, and it's just now in the news. Mm. The teens were given awards. Now, you would think the awards would be for things like...
Teens, you know, or teams?
Teens. The teens. Teenagers.
Teenagers.
The teenage...
Were given awards.
Teenage cheerleaders. They had awards at the banquet. Mm-hmm. And you would think it would be awards like, you know, most spirit,
right.
or most helpful, or, you know...
Dead ass.
Highest... No, but that's the problem. Dead ass was given away.
Oh, really?
Awards were given away for big booty.
Huh.
And the girl with the biggest boobs.
Huh.
These were awards that the coaches gave.
The coaches gave. I'm the one with the final decision.
Appalled parents contacted the American Civil Liberties Union.
Well, it's a good thing they kept me out of it.
And sent a warning to the school district about this award ceremony. The cheerleading coaches accused of making inappropriate comments towards the students.
And now the winner of the Sweetest Peach Award.
Right. One of the cheerleading coaches gave out awards to a girl for supposedly her enormous boobs, saying that it's a wonder.
Trophies?
Yeah, it's a wonder that she doesn't knock herself out when she runs because her boobs are so big. That's something the coach said.
And they're just sitting there going, you know, it's true.
A freshman cheerleader got the string bean award because she's so light and skinny, and another girl got the big booty award. Because, quote, everybody loves her ass. Everybody loves her butt. Parents were uncomfortable when this was going on. So parents are at the banquet. This was last
year.
Yes,
this wasn't done just in the presence of just the kids.
No, this was the banquet.
What is going on here?
One mother that was there said, quote, I looked around and thought, did that just happen? If my daughter would have won one of those awards, I would have absolutely been rushing the stage. It was just so wrong in so many ways. Well, the principal says he's talked to the coaches about this.
Was the principal there? Because the principal seems like he's at everything.
The principal, I guess, wasn't there.
Huh.
They asked the coach, Patty Utick, they asked her to resign. And
won't do it.
She wouldn't.
No.
She apologized to the girls, but she refused to resign. So here's why this is in the news. They're about to have their banquet again this year.
Sure.
And they've made some...
New and improved.
Well, this is the thing. They've made some changes to the banquet.
Just a couple tweaks.
And the coach, by the way, was like, really? They got bent out of shape about this? We've been doing these awards for years.
Yeah.
So that was her answer. We've been doing the biggest booty and biggest booby awards.
This started
We've
back
been doing
in the
them
30s.
For years. Yeah, well, maybe it did.
Champ, champ, champ.
But this is why it's in the news now, because of the lawsuit and also because they've made some changes. They're going to have the banquets again. The coach hasn't lost her job.
Banquet chicken.
Oh, maybe banquet chicken. I don't know. They're about to have the awards again, the banquet again. The coaches promised that this year there will not be awards for biggest butt or biggest boobies. However,
I guess
the other change is, and this I'm assuming is something the coach put into play.
Pool party.
parents are not allowed to attend the banquet this year. You grown-ups have ruined everything.
No.
I can't even award a child for having a nice rack.
Without
people thinking there's something weird
not
about
invited.
That. I can't even comment on your children's
your
body
political,
parts.
Your political correctness makes me want to vomit.
Number four.
Where did I just get a blast of the dryer?
What's the thing in the bathroom? It goes off every 35 minutes. It's one of those Glade things.
I got you.
It's fresh linen. Do you enjoy? Does it bother you?
I don't.
I can't have it taking you out of your game.
I don't not enjoy it.
Boy, there's a lot of that going around. Number four. So this guy lives in South Korea, not far from the border.
Korea.
Hamstring. He's 54 years old. He goes to the doctor because he says, I've got bloating and severe stomach pains. So they do that thing where they lay it down on the table and they start kind of moving their hands around.
And then they stab you and try to let the air out.
No.
Let the gas out.
No. This was not a balloon man, Robin Hitchcock. This was a real human being. Doctors ran a bunch of tests on him. They're trying to figure out, why does he got this stomach problem? So then they're feeling it, and they feel his stomach. They said it feel like it resembled small stones when they touched his abdomen.
Uh-huh.
They do some scans, and they find out why it felt like he had small stones in his stomach. Because he, in fact, had a collection of stones, coins, and bottle caps. 4.5 pounds of them pulled out of his stomach.
Something of a collector.
This case is in the American Journal of Medical Cases. They say it's an extremely unusual case there in Korea. He swallowed all these stones and coins and bottle caps. It was his way of dealing with anxiety.
Makes sense.
Whenever he felt anxious, he would just swallow a coin or a rock or a bottle cap. Now, I imagine living close to the DMZ would be a cause for great anxiety. High anxiety. But there are better ways of dealing with, things like this. He doesn't live very far from the North Korean border. They were going to try and remove the objects with a gastroscopy, where they just jam a tube down down through your mouth. But they're like, no, there's too many damn rocks.
Huh. So they got to open
it
up.
They had to cut him open, and then they had to take the rocks out one at a time.
Can I keep these?
They asked him how long you've been doing this, and he would only say, I've been doing it in the past. Let's just say it's in the past. I'm looking forward to a brighter tomorrow.
Five.
I've been in a fatigued stupor for quite some time.
Finally, number five. Did you see, now, this isn't number five, but did you see the story last night with this Zion Williamson?
Where his shoe blew out?
You are the number one, far and away number one player in college ball.
Yes, there's
playing on the biggest night of the year. It's Duke versus North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. The former president, Obama, is in attendance.
Oh, I didn't realize that. He was at the game?
Yes.
I wonder if is this his fault? Is this something that he was in charge of?
Obama!
Come on. So there were people that paid $2,000 a ticket to go to this game.
And he was done in 36 seconds.
36 seconds into the game. His new Nike shoe exploded.
I guess.
And he twisted his knee in a way. Now, I haven't heard. Have you heard? Is he okay?
I know that he was going to get tested. I don't know how severe it was.
So he was done playing
night. That game, he didn't come back. No.
He probably should just be done playing. Because because here's the thing. You're playing for nothing. And you're jeopardizing a multi-million dollar career. For Duke? They need another championship?
I wouldn't be surprised if that is kind of, if he is not done.
Right?
Yeah.
There'll be no Zion Williamson in the March Madness, because what is the point of this?
Right, if your Chicago Bulls are going to get him. I mean, with the sort of luck Chicago teams have had lately acquiring that sort of talent.
Yeah, well, the Bulls do have a wonderful history of getting kids from Duke who end up getting injured, although sometimes that happens on motorcycles.
Happened this year.
Another kid from Duke got hurt?
Yeah, the guy that they picked this year is Wendell Carter Jr.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that.
And he's done for the year.
Why do they break so bad? What happens? What's the problem?
I think it's all with skim milk.
Do we know if this kid is going to be okay?
I don't know. I think he was getting an MRI today.
That's not good.
He's got an $8 million insurance policy on it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, does he? That's probably smart then. Number five, though, on the top five things.
Five.
Another college player, although this is a kid that plays lacrosse for Wheaton College.
Mm-hmm.
Can't play. He's Alex Chu. He's 19 years old. And he wanted to be the goalie at Wheaton College in Massachusetts. The problem is he can't play because the kid's got a big head and they can't find a helmet big enough for his big giant head. My head is too damn big.
They can't even find a football helmet?
Well, I don't know. Do they?
Oh, I got a helmet. I got a helmet.
Trying to play, but they can't find a helmet to fit this 19-year-old freshman. He's been sidelined the entire season because they can't find headgear that will work for his massive head.
Couldn't they just wrap his head?
In what?
I don't know. In a bed sheet or something.
I don't think that's how that works, Darren. I don't think you can...
Throw tarp. I don't know.
19-year-old would-be goalie has been sidelined the entire season because he can't find protective headgear to go around his head. His head is 25 inches in circumference. He says, quote, my head is wide. Looking at me, I don't think anyone says, wow, he has a big head. Usually it's like, that's a big guy in general. He's 6 feet tall and weighs 265 pounds. He says, quote, it's been frustrating. It's hard to see something I love, feel like it's getting away from me.
Well,
I really do love lacrosse, and it means so much to
what
me.
What did he wear in high school?
Well, that's a great question. Chu, for a while, had pieced together parts from two different helmets to build a custom helmet, but that is not certified for use in college. This is the longest he's gone without playing lacrosse. Now, a company is trying to build him a custom-made helmet. It's a new helmet called the Burn. It's not on the market yet, but they're going to send him an early market. He says, I just hope it fits. The coach of the team says the school's doing its best to support him in his athletic career. So, yeah, we brought you here to play lacrosse, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting on the sidelines, probably just snacking the whole time, right? Probably just sitting on the sidelines just
making that head bigger.
Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Also, remember to be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And also remember that anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's when you're there for lunch or dinner. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
One last story before we're done here. We have a theory, and we've shared this with you, and it's almost... I almost think it's one of
our... Ironclad?
I think it's an immutable law, really. And we've been talking about this for years, and there's just time and again it's been proven to be true. When someone makes a bet that's an unusual bet, it's because they're hoping to lose it so they can do something weird.
Yes.
An example.
If I lose this bet, I'll pierce my ears.
Right. So, guy... lost a bet. He was the last place finisher in a fantasy football league.
Yeah, is this one of these tattoo leagues?
No, this is a little weirder than that. This is a fantasy league in Dallas, Texas. The loser of the fantasy football league had to get naked and walk through a dog park slathered in peanut butter. This guy, Steven Shroud.
Was there evidence of him tanking?
Why are you stouting?
You never change your lineup, even when the players aren't playing that week.
Listen, you're putting in guys that you know are on a bye. What are you doing? Bye. Interesting word.
Well, we all know that the guys do a bunch of crazy things, but one thing we won't usually do is back out of a bet. A young man in Dallas is getting a lot of attention for just that, and not just from humans. Here's Matt Howerton.
This is animal abuse.
They say dogs
can tell what we're thinking.
Well, Stephen Schrock.
No, they don't.
I've never heard anyone.
Never said that.
I've never heard anyone say dogs can read minds.
No.
Dogs are a man's best friend.
And people are constantly welching out of bets. What kind of program is this?
They say dogs.
You're lucky if you get someone to pay up on a bet.
Have the ability
to read minds.
To read minds. I hope that's not true, as I think a host of horrible things. The microphone in my hand, if it could only pick up the thoughts in my sordid mind. They say dogs can read minds.
Here's Matt Howard.
Matt Howard, you're a menace.
They say dogs can tell what we're thinking. Well, Stephen Schrout wonders.
My strategy was to do it as fast as possible and hope that not as many people would see me. You know?
You need to be arrested.
Some canines at this dog park in Deep Ellum knew he lost a bet last week.
There was a couple walking down the sidewalk, and they both said, "Ew!" And they walked by so fast.
Yeah, you should have been arrested.
You see, Schrout came in dead last.
So wait a minute. This reporter's trying to make us believe that the dogs understood that he was dead last in his fantasy football league, and that's why he was walking around naked, covered in peanut butter.
They understood it, the owners.
The dogs knew what was going on.
Just playing fantasy football with his friends.
It was my first year in fantasy football.
And this year, in his league, if you have the worst...
it was my first year in fantasy football.
Oh, this is...
I started Tiger Woods.
This is my fantasy.
Record. You either pay the winner $250 or...
I would have to lather myself up in peanut butter, wearing nothing but a gold Speedo, and go to a dog park.
No, that's dog abuse.
$250.
Dog abuse.
Right? Well...
So, Schrout chose the peanut butter.
It took me about 45 seconds to apply it to my whole body.
Of course, his friends filmed the whole thing. You can even see some curious noses following Schrout around, wanting a taste. And owners?
They were so in shock. It was like...
But Schrout stood tall in the park for 5 whole minutes. And when he told people why he was there, this picture... took off on the internet.
Giving me, like, so much kudos. Like, they thought it was the funniest thing ever.
No, not funny at all.
This is the proudest moment of my life.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that, but...
No, it's easy to argue with it. This man is ought to be locked
this
up.
This is the Twilight Zone.
Drought play fantasy football again next year.
I will, but I can't say that's going to be with the same guys.
Wiser than he looks.
Yeah, you gotta get kicked out of the league for this kind of behavior. Struggling.
Being thrown in a tiger cage.
That's gonna do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
We'll be back next week.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then. Thanks for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.